From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Pakistan say militants today attacked a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60. The attack on the mosque in Peshawar is the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers have been killed, 40 wounded, in fighting in East Ukraine. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around the city of Debaltseve. A ceasefire agreement reached Thursday has not yet gone into effect. Representatives of Ukraine's government, Russian-backed separatists, the Russian government, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe signed an accord in Minsk. It calls for a pullback of forces near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire beginning Sunday. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko today told a group of soldiers that it will be a long time before peace is achieved in Ukraine. At least 7 people, including a local chief, were killed today when Boko Haram militants attacked a village in Chad, their first such incursion into Chadian territory. Witnesses say the militants crossed Lake Chad in 3 motorized canoes and attacked the village of Ngubua around 3 a.m. The militants set fire to parts of the village before being driven out by Chadian troops. Chadian security sources say those killed in the fighting included the village chief, a police officer, and 3 civilians. 2 militants were reported dead. Boko Haram previously had launched attacks on the towns in Cameroon and Niger. This is VOA News. Greece and its international creditors plan to meet today to discuss Greek demands for an easing of austerity measures imposed by its creditors. The Dutch finance minister says the meeting is designed to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's reluctance to change the terms on more than $300 billion in loans to Greece. Iraqi officials said Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Ain al-Assad airbase, 35 kilometers northwest of the Anbar province capital of Ramadi. More than 300 U.S. military personnel are stationed at the base. We get more from Edward Uranian.
The strategic Iraqi military base had been surrounded by Islamic State militants for weeks. Iraqi media reported that the militants fired a wave of Katyusha rockets and mortar rounds before the suicide bombers attacked the base. An Iraqi army official said that 8 suicide bombers were killed without penetrating the base perimeter. Islamic State militants and other extremist groups are increasingly using multiple suicide attacks to breach base defenses in both Iraq and Syria. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is looking into whether any federal laws were violated in this week's shooting deaths of 3 Muslims near a college campus in North Carolina. The family of the 3 slain young people are insisting that the incident is a hate crime. A neighbor has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police believe a long simmering dispute over a parking space sparked the shootings. The United Nations Children's Fund warns that the political crisis in Yemen is likely to plunge millions of children into deepening poverty. Lisa Schlein reports.
Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the world. The representative for the UN Children's Fund in Yemen, Julian Harness, says the current tumultuous situation is likely to increase the poverty rate further. Speaking by telephone from the capital, Sana'a, the UNICEF official says the country is largely dependent on foreign aid and the political disarray is putting that in danger. With this lifeline gone, he says the government will not be able to provide health and education services. The agency is appealing for $60 million to be able to continue its humanitarian operations in Yemen throughout this year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama plans to sign an executive order aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and with each other. Mr. Obama will sign the order at a conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection in California. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.